I think Jim Combroni, SpartanMeg.com, the MSU Insider, is standing by on the Meyer guest line. And Comp, as we get closer to kickoff on Saturday at noon in East Lansing, what sticks out to you on the Michigan and Michigan State side?
Man, everything. There's so many components to this. Great to be on your show, first of all. And, you know, it's college football. We continue to learn about both teams as the season progresses. This is the first Michigan-Michigan State game for both quarterbacks. How will they be able to deal with this? McNamara's been on the road in a couple of tough environments, Wisconsin and Nebraska. This one will be tough. Also, I think Michigan State's pass defense is better than people realize in terms of yards allowed per pass attempt. Yards allowed per pass attempt in Big Ten games. Michigan State's third in the conference. Not bad. Been pretty good in the red zone in pass defense. Michigan likes to try to ram it in, of course, on the ground in the red zone. I think red zone defense for Michigan State, stopping the run, everybody knows that's important. Stopping the run in the red zone for Michigan State, very important if they can get that done and force some field goals. That's one of many components that are part of this game.
Comp, I did retweet your two tweets that the Michigan State ticket office was reporting that there are some ticket scams possibly out there.
Yeah, you know, they must have detected something, so they sent out an email to media, and I just went ahead and copied it and pasted it and tweeted it. And the information, like you said, you know, Michigan State is letting people know that they've received reports of fraud and scams in relation to tickets this weekend, and it says the Michigan State Ticket Office cannot guarantee the validity of tickets purchased through any entity other than the Spartan Ticket Office, the University of Michigan, or StubHub. And they're telling people, do not take photographs or otherwise share images of your tickets, your ticket barcode, on social media. If people want to confirm the validity of their tickets, they can call the Michigan State Ticket Office, and you can Google that and get that number. So it's interesting that that's out there. You know, this day and age of digital tickets, things can get a little screwy with barcodes, Bill.
So speaking of tickets, is this the hottest ticket ever for a Michigan State home football game in the modern era?
I would think so. You know, inflation is up everywhere. I've heard, you know, tickets going for $1,000. I don't remember that being the case at Michigan State in the past for a game. So two undefeated teams, top 10, first time that's happened since, what, 1964? I think I saw a stat that unbeaten teams of the Big Ten meeting this late in the season, 7-0 or better. It's only happened five or six times in Big Ten history. You factor in the in-state rivalry. And by the way, the weather looks like it's going to be okay, but the fall leaves are spectacular on campus right now. I don't know how football in the month of October can get much better than this anywhere in the country at any level.
Compa,
I'm not saying the teams are great. I'm just saying the opportunity.
Hey, they should be great. They're both undefeated. They're number 6 and 7 in America. All this, and I'm in the same boat, Comp, that we're all trying to figure out, are these two teams legit? And I guess we'll get one step closer to that on Saturday. I want to bring you back on Friday. I'll get your game prediction, my friend, okay?
Sounds great, Bill. Thanks a lot.
All right,
SpartanMag.com. Have 50% off. SpartanMag.com.
Hey, SpartanMag.com, 50% off right now. Michigan, Michigan State week.